white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me, guess what happened?
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You.
You don't call
fuck
me a
you.
Cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hello, all you horses. All you big mane wearing motherfuckers. My name is Dwight. It is the 8th day of July 2023, and here we're going to do some shows. We're going to do calls. We're going to try to make you laugh. Not going to promise anything because some days I just fucking fail. And it's not good. It's not good at all. Give me a second here. I'm going to bring up the Skype. Skype, here we come. We're activating. We are active. Hello, Skype. How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Not a whole hell of a lot. How are your holes?
I had a hole in my tire today.
Boy, brother.
A car tire or bike tire?
My holes are intact. Tire. The green goose shot out all over my leg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the bike finished on you, huh? All right. Yeah. That's gross. That's pop up. That's gross. Oh, my shit.
It's the green
Nickelodeon
slime.
It's green.
Your bike tire, the green Nickelodeon slime is supposed to
fill
small holes.
Oh, yeah, so seal it. Have you seen stupid-ass people who think that goes in car tires, too? How you get that in there? How you get it in there?
It's really silly string, rebranded as slime.
So all it did was when the tire got punctured, it sprayed like a stream of green shit all over my bike and my legs.
Nice. Hey, Fonzer, thanks for the follow over there on Twitch. We're gonna do a lot of shit tonight. We're gonna do the calls, but tonight will also be the premiere after the show of what AXPA has dubbed the Dwonka movie, which is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Redid, deep faked. All the characters have this face, my face. The whole fucking movie, every character has my face on it. The entire fucking movie.
Nightmares.
We're gonna watch that in Dwight Court after this shit. It's gonna give you nightmares. And then following that, I don't know how many of you know who the dead is. I mean, the core people around here know who the dead is. God bless his soul. He's passed away. We're gonna watch Kindergarten Cop. Deep faked, all the dead face. Whole movie.
Yeah, I just learned about the double feature.
There'll be no votes.
I don't know how I feel
no
about
votes tonight.
No. I don't know how I feel about ruining Kindergarten.
There's no votes tonight. That's your shit right there. Dwight and the Chocolate Factory. Dwonka is the first feature. Second feature is Kindergarten Cop, deep faked with the dead's whole face on the entire fucking thing.
This is going to be insane.
That's going to happen in Dwight Court.
This
so,
is a community night.
So keep a fucking lookout in the fucking in the chat. The Nightbot will put the link for Dwight Court in there. So you're going to want to get in there. All the Oompa Loompas, everybody, Dwight. The little blueberry bitch.
Phil, because Dwight. The blueberry scene of the movie has Dwight in it.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from the Walmart. And I'm calling about the photos.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm calling from Walmart about the photos that you had printed.
Okay, which ones?
Well, we found them here that you had some printed, and they were a woman who was scantily clad, and this was the number that was left for the contact information.
Oh. Okay.
Did you have photos printed here and refused to leave a name and just a telephone number?
I don't know, maybe. I haven't printed photos in a while there.
Okay. Well, this is recent. This was, let's see, these were printed back on the 6th.
Of July?
Of July, yes. Of this year.
No.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to contact you to let you know that I don't think we're going to be able to actually give these to you because they violated our development contract.
Oh, really?
So we're not able to develop the photos. We actually have to dispose of them.
Okay.
And so you're probably going to try Photo Bucket, maybe CVS. I'm not sure what their policy is. They're a little more liberal than we are. Because as you know, they sell Plan B and things of that nature, you know, so they're real loose with their regulations.
What do you say?
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. Have fun. Cal's sleeping. Huh?
What's that now? Are you talking to me or another person?
All right. Love. Bye.
Hello.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Well, I see as a male, I'm able to have two conversations at once. You should try it sometime. But so what do you want us to do with the – do you want them to be used in the incinerator? Should we shred them, sauté them, bake them?
Sure.
Okay. And let's see here. And let me see here. Let me write this down. Well, you just said sure. Which one is it?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay. Sauté. And what was your OnlyFans website? What was the link?
I didn't give it to you.
You're not going to give it to me?
Is this like a prank call or something?
No, we like to have a good time here at Walmart.
I love it.
Yeah, well, we try to keep it nice, you know, because we don't pay our employees very much. So we try to keep the spirits high. What we do is, like, every now and again, we're like, oh, you're doing a great job, and we'll give them a $10 gift card. But the catch is the gift card's to Walmart, so we're not out any money anyway. We make them happier.
What Walmart are you at?
You don't know? Well, over here, do you know let's see here. Do you know where US 1811 is?
Oh, yeah.
You liar. It's not even one. You liar. See, I tested you and you failed. You're willing to agree with anything I say. This is ridiculous. I'm fine.
Making my day today.
Is it? Did you have a bad day?
I've just been chilling, sleeping, you know.
Sleeping? Is it because you're tired or because you've been drinking or maybe taking some drugs?
No, I've been working a lot, so.
Working? You know, what do you, okay, without giving out too much information, what do you do?
Fans.
Yeah, what do you do besides OnlyFans?
What do you think I have those
pictures for? I know. What do you do, without too much information, what do you do besides supplementing your with OnlyFans? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Do you guys like, what time of day do you take the pawns, like, if I want to bring something in?
Until 11.
Until 11? And is it cash, or do I get, like, one of those debit cards?
It's cash.
Okay, it's cash? And what form of ID? I need an ID, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How much is gold going for right now?
Bring it in. I'll take a look at it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go rob a few people, and I'll bring it in. Whatever I find.
Righto.
All right. I want top dollar, though. Don't fuck with me, okay?
As long as it's from an old lady, you got no problem.
No, that's fucked up, man. I ain't going to rob no old lady. That's one of the cool cards. Hi. Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Michael.
Who is it?
Hey, I came in there and got a tattoo 2 weeks back from you.
And who is
it? My name is Dwight.
Dwight who?
Dwight. You can just call me Dwight. I'm a criminal, and I don't want to be putting my last name out there. You could be my probation officer in secret. Because he taps my lines. I want to talk to you about the tattoo. Okay, listen.
What tattoo?
I got an armband from you.
What kind of armband?
I don't know how to describe it. It's got lines. It's dual color, two color, red and black. But the lines bled. The lines bled. They bled right now, and it looks like a vagina bleeding on the month. You know what I'm saying? The lines bled really bad. They're drippy drip down the arm.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how do we fix this, because I assume it's not rubbing off. The ink is under the skin. It ran.
Well, only thing is, I ain't did no band since earlier this year. So yeah. What are you talking about?
That's me. 2 weeks back.
No.
And I told you that the doctors described my skin. Like, you have the muscle layer, and then you got the layer of skin on top of it. I told you that they said basically the layer in between of mine is like a garbage bag. It's like a pulp bag,
babe,
under there.
Hey, who paid you to do this?
Paid me to do what? To call you? Nobody.
Yeah, who you looking for?
I was looking for Michael.
Well, this ain't no Michael.
You ain't Michael Franks?
No.
No?
No.
You're not a tattoo artist that did my tattoo?
No. Tattoo? What the fuck is a tattoo?
The thing on my arm, the armband.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that, buddy.
Yeah, you don't? Who is then? Are you trying to fuck with me because you don't want to pay for the ink to repair this?
Who you call?
I tried to call Michael.
Well, this ain't Michael.
Listen, I will come over there.
Hold on. Before you try to get disrespectful on my phone, just know that this ain't Michael.
Listen, so you sound like Michael.
We could go down that lane.
Hey, listen, motherfucker. I wear a helmet and I have nothing to lose. God damn it.
I don't give a fuck what you wear. You could wear a motherfucking dildo on your ass and I still wouldn't give a fuck.
You know what? I would take it out and I would poke you in the eye and give you fucking pink eye, bro.
No, you wouldn't take it out because you enjoy it too much, you motherfucking.
Yeah, I'd put it up your ass and I'd use the controller. I'd use the controller. You sound like a lunk alarm. Oh, okay. Well, that's Michael. He claims it wasn't him, but it was him.
That was hilarious.
He's something.
I loved his laugh.
Who paid you to do this?
It was fun.
I like how he ended it.
I wear a helmet and I got nothing to lose. Don't you worry about it.
That was good.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I was looking for Cynthia.
This is she.
Hi, Cynthia. This is Dwight over here at Facebook Support.
Uh-huh.
And we're making contact with you over several complaints that we've gotten in the last 2 hours.
About what?
About posts on your page.
Oh,
What post am I, have I posted?
Well, that's what we're trying to, I'm trying to understand. From what the people are telling me, there was three different incidences here. And from what they said that you sell, I don't know if I'm getting this right, you sell a lot of things? Or is it, are you pointing at like great deals or something like that? Because they go a little further into it, but that's what I'm getting from that, kind of that you either sell stuff or you advertise or share a lot of other pages' information on yours for them to go purchase.
No, I don't do that at all.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then we really have no issue. It's just we have a couple of people that are complaining that you're basically advertising and selling snake oil remedies.
What kind of remedies?
Snake oil remedies. It's a term from back in the day. Basically, you know, making promises that, you know, this elixir will cure, you know, foot cancer or yeast infections, you know, stuff like that. Like, basically, like, quack medicine, patent medicine, you know, stuff like that. Like, drink a Coca-Cola a day and you won't get dandruff type stuff. Okay.
I don't do remedies.
Okay, what is it that you do advertise then?
I don't advertise anything. I post positive things. I post things about my business.
Oh, so you do have a business. Okay. What type of let me get this documented here. What type of business are you running? Are you on our business suite, or is this just a personal small business, like less than 300 employees?
Is this yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wouldn't need our business suite then. Let me mark this down. Okay. Positivity. And a positivity and what else, ma'am?
Nothing. My grandson, my husband, my friends.
Okay.
Sorry,
I have an issue with speaking out over others. I'll try to quiet down while I type. Go ahead.
That's it.
Okay. So you're not selling any type of folk remedies?
No.
Okay. And at what point did you recommend that people start rubbing country crock butter on their ashy elbows?
I never did that.
Okay, because, you know, this person wrote right here. This is from Karen, Karen W. She wrote here to us at Facebook support that you recommended if your child's elbows or knees become ashy, applied an ample amount of country crock butter. I think that's actually a margarine. I don't think that's butter. And place your child inside of the microwave for 30 to 45 seconds. It will begin to moisturize and sink into the skin and will provide, what is this, provide excellent coverage for 1 to 2 weeks. After 1 or 2 week period, please reapply and put your child back in microwave on popcorn setting.
No, okay. I don't do things like that.
So this isn't, if I went to your page currently right now, that's not on there.
No.
All right. Give me a second. Let me just confirm. I've got a link right here. They were nice enough to apply a link here. Let me print out a copy of your page. Get this on a hard copy for the files. All right. I'm still looking. I don't see that one that they just described. But I do see this one on your page. It says, also, you can eliminate your gag reflex permanently via vapor rub and a carrot. And cure recent reoccurrent yeast infections. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to end the call because I know this is not true. There's none of that stuff is on my page. I don't know if you're trying to play a game, but I'm very tired and I'm going to go to bed.
You have a good night. You sound tired, bitch.
Your mama.
Your mama's
your
daddy.
Fucking trash. Your mama, your daddy's a fag.
Hey, you can't talk to me like that. God damn you.
Yes, I can.
God damn you. God damn you to the hell.
You fucking jerk. You fucking weirdo. Go fuck yourself. Go stick your finger in your butthole.
Hey, you probably wear a horse's ass as a hat.
I do. And it's pretty. You want to see it?
Yeah, you want to show it to me? You want to put it up on your snake oil page there?
You don't have anything to do but call people and try to harass. What do you want?
What do you want out of life?
You don't go play with yourself. I'm sure you haven't played with yourself tonight. Go do that.
I don't do that. I save my seed for the Lord's work. I put it inside of women. Right. Masturbation is a sin.
Why you calling me?
Masturbation is a sin.
Why you calling me? Go put it in
the Lord. The Lord showed me this phone number in my dreams, and he said I needed to impregnate you with my seed.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. My tubes are tied.
The Lord will untie your tubes for you. The Lord shall giveth.
Hello?
Hello, who the fuck is you is?
Lame man, ugly big dude.
Hey, you can't be using those words on a recorded line.
Ugly dude.
Are you okay?
You from where? Sherman Oaks?
Yeah, what about it?
Where is that, bro?
California? Yeah.
I'll pull up and come beat your ass.
You pull up, I'll pull your pants down.
Asshole!
Yup, lame ass nigga. Yup.
See, my mom's mad too. Sorry. You yell at my mom. My mom says, fuck you. You hear her? You hear her? My mom is mad
at
you.
No hoes, no
you
money.
Listen, you pull up and
on,
I'm going to pull your
you
pants
doing?
Down right in front of what everybody.
What are you doing? And I'm going to knock you out, nigga.
I'm gonna pull you pull up, I pull your pants down, and then I will enter you.
Shut up, lame man. Hang up the phone, lame
listen,
man.
You chocolate vanilla swirl motherfucker.
Nah, shut up, lame
I'll come
man.
Over there and I will
shut
put
up.
Things inside of you lame you never dreamed
hey,
of.
Hey, and I'm finna pull your IP right now.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck you, asshole!
Yeah, you tell him, Mom. Tell this motherfucker.
I'm finna pull your IP right now.
You need to hang up.
I'm finna get y'all out of there.
No, you can't pull. I'll give you my IP. 192.168.1.1.
Nope. Yep. Okay, bet. I'm going to pull up.
Good. Hang up the phone then and pull up, you little pussy.
Yeah, man. Yep.
You're probably
too.
Wearing your thong underpants, too, aren't you?
Stuff. Shut up.
You wearing your thong underpants
shut
when
up.
You come
all
over here? I'll pull down your
up.
Pants.
Yep. I already got the IP right now. We
oh, yeah? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? You can buy a phone
I'm
IP.
I'm going to boot all your shit off my your whole router.
Oh, that's okay. I'll go get a new modem from Frontier tomorrow.
No, you
can't
afford that, brother.
You know what? I have to pee, and you want to open your mouth when you get here. Shut up. I feel we need to call those people back. Fucking Skype just rebooted. Give me a second. Yeah, Skype rebooted. Am I still in the Skype, even though it rebooted? Now it appears it's just froze. All right, give me a second. We shut down Skype. Maybe he really did boot me off. Fuck, he kept his promise. Kept his motherfucking promise. Can you guys believe Zero Cool fucking did that to me, man? He booted my Skype. He rebooted it on me, man. He's a real deal.
Yeah, he said he got your IP. He was going to fuck your router.
Yeah, he really fucked me. He got me. He got me good. Got the whole team. He had Serial Killer over there, fucking Lord Nikon.
He rollerbladed to the payphone and took your ass.
He really did. Holy fuck. He got me. Got me good. All right, let's see here. Just take the Ocean Gate Express. Did you see they finally took down, like, hey, we're not doing this anymore? They still had stuff up on their website there. It said they were going down in 2024.
Like, yeah, the people decided they didn't want to die anymore.
First off, I don't care if we were going like 100 feet under the ocean, like not even that deep. You're not going to see me in no fucking bare-ass tube in there just going under the water. That's not my bag. I'm going to be doing none of that.
It's not my bag, baby.
I'm going to sit in this fucking bare-ass tube with basically a 13-inch monitor, some asshole playing submarine simulator with this fucking Logitech controller. Just,
well, what's the point of going down there if you can't look out the window?
Well, there was a port, but...
Oh, okay.
There was, like, no seats. You had to sit there, like, cross-legged with, like, five of you in this tube. And I'm not doing that. I'd have a cramp after, like, 15 minutes. I'd be like, no, I gotta stand up. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it.
Hey.
Hey.
Is it... Who am I talking to?
Well, who do you think it is?
Hey. Well, I gave his number. I seen his number on the bathroom wall. Say you suck dick for peanuts.
Yeah, but where'd you see it? I wrote it down in multiple places. I'm trying to see where my advertising dollars are getting me the best bang for my buck.
I think it was in a Shell gas station on La Brea.
Shell. I usually stick to Speedway. I did do the Shell one time. Mm-hmm. What? Target. Target's a place.
So they gave you a 9 out of 10 rating. They said they didn't give you 10 out of 10 because you didn't suck all the nut.
Well, I have a bad gag reflex.
You let it dribble down your chin, then your mom licked it off.
Well, my mom's not in business with me.
Yeah, they say your mom does it too.
My 18-year-old son Sanjay is with me. Sanjay, tell him what you can do for him.
Nah.
Sanjay, tell him.
That's kiddie porn. You can go to jail for that, man. That's you're gonna go to jail for that shit. But I heard your dad is your uncle.
Hello.
Right.
That's him.
Right. Your dad's your uncle, right?
Hi. I am uncle. How are you? Hello.
Your dad is your uncle?
No, you are my dad. You are father.
No, I'm not your dad. No.
You are father.
I wouldn't father a piece of shit like you.
You are my father. You have sex with my mother.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't father a piece of shit like you.
No, father, come.
Who's in the background? Is that your son? Are you having sex with your son?
No.
You're having sex with your son?
No, I put on movie that you make for.
No, it sounds like you're having sex with your 17-year-old son, right?
No, this is
you're
the
gonna
movie
go to
you
jail for that,
for
man. That's a crime. That's a crime in America, having sex with minors.
No, this is the crime. Movie you gave me for my birthday. Do you remember?
Nah.
Yeah,
I've never met you yet. I haven't met you yet.
Oh. Yeah. Is that the gerbil on your ass? Who's been writing me
on your
ass?
Is that a gerbil on your ass?
Huh? Why?
Is that the movie you made of yourself with a dildo on your ass? A 2-foot dildo on your ass? Yeah.
Is that the password? Gerbil?
No, I said is that the one that you have in your ass? The video you made.
Oh, did you get the letters?
It sounds like a man in the background, man. Like you're doing something converted to a man in the background.
There's nothing happening here.
Yeah, yes it is. Sounds like something. I'm calling the cops, man.
No,
sounds like you're having sex with underage kids over there.
No.
He said you have a son that you have sex with.
Why didn't you respond?
That's a crime in America, man. I'm gonna send him over there. I'm gonna send him over there. Send the police over there. We're getting your IP address right now.
No, I sent. I
we're getting your IP
email.
Address
I
right now.
I sent you a letter. I didn't send you.
We're gonna have the police over there in a minute. We're tracing the call, so we're gonna have the police at the door because you're having sex. Underage boys.
I sent you a message in jail.
You're having incest with your son, and he's underage. It's a crime. We're sending the police there now. You're trafficking. Sounds like you're human trafficking right now.
Well, you're
and that's a crime in America, man.
You're doing internet trafficking. You're talking about IP.
Well, your mama is too.
Your mama said, too. You said you got my IP address, so you're dealing with internet trafficking.
And your dad too. Your dad is having sex with your son too. That's what you said.
No, I got. You said
your whole family's fucked up, man. Your whole family's perverted and fucked up, man. Yeah,
yeah,
man, you guys have issues.
I'm the one normal person in this whole family.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, Mom. Mom.
Yeah, hi.
So you had a kid? You had a kid by your brother?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's fucked up, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Enjoy them.
Why'd you do that?
All right, kids, you can continue talking. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
So your kid has a hump on his back, and he has extra fingers and toes.
Mom,
too?
We need more minutes on our track phone. This guy is running them all up.
Hey man, you guys are committing crimes over there, man.
Do you have Boost Mobile?
Serious crimes, man.
Boost Mobile.
Do I do Boost? Do Boost Mobile?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Hey, can I ask you something? My mom told me about this. Do you have two strikes?
What do you mean?
What is that?
If it's poor people stuff.
If you get pulled over one more time, do you go to jail?
Poor people. What do you mean by that? What do you say? Sydney? You want to just flat out call me a nigger? Say nigger. Ask me my nigger.
That's racist. I learned about that in school. I learned about that in school.
Don't send innuendos, motherfucker. Just ask me if my nigger.
That's the word.
Why would you even go
you
there?
Piece of shit.
You're a racist.
You little dick piece of shit.
You're a racist.
Ask me if I'm a
not. You're a racist.
Stop, you asshole!
That was my spelling
word. You fucked her in the asshole. You fucked your mom in the asshole.
I wrote you in jail, and I told you I passed all my spelling work. One of them was incorrect.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Spelling words. You know how you get to 20 words in school and you have to spell them? The spelling words?
I can understand that with that kid screaming in the background. I don't understand you with that kid screaming in the background. Leave that kid alone, man. Set him free. Set him free.
Are you going to come to the spelling?
Set him free. Set that kid free. Stop abusing that kid, man. That's against the law. You're abusing the kid. It's against the law.
You're deadbeat, Daddy. You came to any of my games, and you wouldn't pay for my martial arts classes. You're deadbeat.
Your mom, you said your mom didn't do what?
I said you didn't.
You said your uncle didn't do what?
I said you didn't pay for my court. You never came to see any of my games.
Do you call your dad dad or uncle or uncle daddy?
Uncle dad. Damn, I sit there. I ask him if he's got two strikes. He gets fucking subconscious. Like, we try to say white people can't have two strikes. And he's like, just ask me if I'm an Edward. Jesus, dude. Why the fuck? I'm going to have to go do some heavy editing now.
Well, and he also brought up child stuff, which is not.
Yeah, I
cool.
said, I got my kid here. He does this with me. He's 18. And he goes, oh, you're fucking kids.
It's like, excuse me?
So I clearly said he was 18. Oh, you're fucking kids. No, at 18. Ah, kid fucker. Jesus Christ. I'm sure this won't be the last time we hear from him tonight.
No.
I'm sure he'll call back. Right, we are almost halfway through the show, and again, at the end of the night, we are going to watch Dwanka, which is just Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but Dwight is all of the characters. Followed by Kindergarten Cop, where Deded is all of the characters.
So how does this deepfake stuff work? Like, are your facial movements also faked? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
I move with the face on the of the person on the screen.
Hello?
Hi, I was trying to call Jennifer. I'm calling from Comcast.
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Dwight. I'm calling to check and see when you'll be coming to retrieve your equipment for your new service.
It was sent to us.
Well, we have one here that was special ordered for you. And they said you would be coming down here to the local store to pick it up. So we've been holding it for about 3 days.
Is it a modem?
Days.
Or?
Yeah, it's for internet. It's an all-in-one unit. It's a modem router machine.
Well, I don't know what we got. I mean, because we were going to come pick it up, and my son went into the Fort Collins store and waited. Didn't get help, and then the next day I went to the Loveland store and waited and didn't get help, so I called customer service, and they shipped it.
Ooh. Yeah, because we're over here at the we're over actually at Fort Collins.
Okay, well, let me talk to my son. Maybe he got shipped something else. I don't know.
Yeah, this is. Oh, yeah. So you went to the store over on Sky Pond Drive then?
Well, he went to the Fort Collins store first and waited, didn't get help. So we left. So then the next day, I went to the Loveland location, waited, didn't get help. So I left.
Yeah.
So
this is for the address over on Fox Creek Road, right?
Fox Creek Road. We haven't owned that for years.
Oh, well, we just had a drone drop that off on the roof of Fox Creek Road.
Okay, well, that's not my account. We have not lived there for years.
Okay,
that's
but this is Jennifer. This
ago.
Is Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to tell you this. We dispatched a drone about a half hour ago, and it confirmed and showed the video. It dropped it, but it was a little off. It was supposed to be in the front yard. It landed on the roof, so that's where the modem and router is.
Okay, but what I'm saying is take my name off that account. We have not owned that house for years. I don't know why you guys would have had it in my name. We do not own that house. I do not want my name on that.
Okay, is this an account you were doing for your son then, but it's just in your name?
No. We just started an account on... Brookside Court, not Fox Creek.
Oh, Brookside.
So if you have something.
Oh, okay,
for Fox
okay.
Creek,
well,
okay,
I see.
Name.
It's showing. Okay, I see. It's just showing in the because you had a hookup at the previous address, right? That's what I'm doing. I'm reading it wrong. I'm reading the previous
okay.
address, but I selected that address for the drone to dispatch, and it dropped the modem / router onto the roof of Fox Creek Road.
Okay, what I'm saying is I don't own that.
Okay, but
I don't know why my name is on that account.
No, I'm just letting you know where your modem and router is so that you can go retrieve it.
I'm not going to go up to Glen Haven, which is over an hour away from where I live, to retrieve my modem. I don't know why it would have gone to that address. We have not owned that for years. My name should not even be connected with that address at all.
Yeah, well, it's showing that address. It's showing the outstanding balance from the previous hookup. It's showing that's your preferred mailing address. That's where the modem went via drone.
Okay, I don't know why. Maybe the people that live there now never got it in their name. I don't know. We have not lived there for years. We have not owned that for years.
Okay.
So my name should not be connected with that. So if there's any balance on there, it's not mine.
Yeah, I don't know. The drone,
whoever lives
the
there
drone
now.
Self-identified it as on Fox Creek Road. It said possibly built in 1925 is what it was shooting the information back.
Okay, I need to talk to your manager. My name should not be... Nothing on Fox Creek Road should have my name on it.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to get you a manager. Is it okay... If I actually pass it on to a woman?
What do you mean? I don't care.
I mean, the way that you were saying manager, you're really emphasizing the man part of the word manager.
I don't care if it's a man or a woman.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to go ahead and get in with Ted. And I'm going to tell him what the issue is there so it's not a cold call so you don't have to re-explain everything to him. Do you mind holding for just a moment?
That's fine.
All right, give me a second. Ted, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, I got a woman on hold currently. I got a Miss Jennifer on the line. It seems to me like she's pulling one of these, what they call a modem scam. They're trying to get multiple modems for free. She's claiming she's no longer on Fox Creek.
I'm not on hold.
And so what she's
trying
to do is she's trying to say our drone misdropped. And she's going to probably just go and grab the modem and try to hook it up. But she wants to talk to a manager. She claims I'm incompetent. At one point, she says I was impotent. But, I mean, I don't want to talk to her anymore.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by what I'm hearing. I'm looking at
hello.
She's being shrill, real shrill.
I think this address has asked for about 3 modems in the last month. I mean, what's going on over there?
Well, she keeps saying she's not getting them. She said wrong address.
Hello.
But she's demanding to talk to you. She said she would shut us down, is what she said.
Yeah, she can't shut us down. They're fucked. I mean, what are they going to do? What other companies are in the area?
I know, but she wants to talk to you. She doesn't want to talk to me. Can I put her through to you?
I was just going to leave for the day, you know? Got to deal with this. All right.
Give me this quick second. Hello, ma'am? Miss Jennifer?
Yeah.
Hi. I have my supervisor, Ted. He's ready to...
Excuse me. Wait a minute. I was not on hold. I heard that entire phone call. I did not call you incompetent, impotent. I did not say I was going to shut you down. I actually have the number of your regional manager, and I will be calling her. I heard that entire phone conversation. I'm not fucked. I don't live at that address. I haven't owned that. I haven't lived there for years. We sold it years ago. I should have no connection to the Fox Creek. So I want both of your names. I know the supervisor's name is Ted because I just listened to that entire phone call.
No, man. I had you on hold. I told you I was going to do the...
No, you didn't. And I kept saying, hello, I'm not on hold. I heard that whole thing. You told him that I called you incompetent, and at one point I called you impotent. You said that I said I'm going to shut you guys down. There's been 3 modems there that I'm trying to pull a scam to get modems. I heard the entire thing. You didn't put me on hold.
What television show is this?
I heard the entire phone call.
I've never heard
you talking to Ted, and Ted saying, "Oh, I was just getting ready to leave for the day, but go ahead and put her through."
No, no, ma'am. I heard the whole thing. I had you on hold.
Obviously, you didn't, because I heard the entire conversation.
Oh, ma'am,
you did not put me on hold.
I haven't been able to get a hold of Ted yet. That's what I'm saying. I was coming back to ask for a few more moments so I can get a hold of Ted.
No. I heard the entire phone call.
Is it possibly an advertisement that we play on hold about extra services that you can get in?
No, sir. No, sir. It was you saying that you have somebody on the line who's trying to pull a scam because there's been 3 modems delivered there, and that I called you incompetent, and at one point I called you impotent, and that I said I'm going to shut you guys down, and he said she's not going to shut us down. There's no other providers. Okay. And then he said, she's fucked. And then you said, can I transfer her to you? And he said, oh, I was just getting ready to leave for the day, but go ahead. Did you tell me that conversation did not just happen?
No, no. I haven't been able to get a hold of Ted yet. If you give me two more moments, I'll be able to get it.
No. I want your name. First and last name.
Why? It's against company policy for last names, but I can give you a first name and employee ID number.
Perfect.
If you give me just a second, I got to make sure that's okay.
No. I just spoke with your regional manager on Friday. I have all of her contact information.
But I have to be authorized to give out my employee ID number, and I have to speak to Ted about that.
I thought Ted was on the line.
No. I was trying to transfer you. I'm saying he's ready for a call if I get a hold of him. I got to get a hold of him.
No.
Hi, Ted. I'm back.
Give
I put Jennifer back
name.
On hold. She's still on hold. Listen, she somehow eavesdropped into our conversation. She is very irate right now. Is it all right if I give her a fake employee ID number and a fake name because she's threatening to call the regional?
I mean, I don't want to get us in trouble. You know, we got mortgages to pay and boat payments.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Little Cynthia's birthday is coming up too. So
his wedding to pay for, and you know, I don't need this.
Yeah, I know. I know your fiance. Her taste is not cheap. But I told her I wasn't able to get a hold of you. So I'm trying to keep you out of this. If I could just be authorized to give her a little.
I mean, I was gonna leave for the day because I got my girl coming on the K-1 visa, you know, the 90-day fiance thing.
The K-1? Yeah, from Thailand. I know. Yeah, I know the story.
Yeah. And she said I got to take her straight from the airport to the jewelry store, otherwise she's going back to Thailand.
Oh, is she going to get it appraised to make sure it's real?
Yeah.
They always
do that.
She said
she wants to see me buy it, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let her know that you've left for the day, but you've authorized me via text or something. I'll lie to her. I'm really good at lying.
Yeah, that's why we keep you on. Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it. Hang on just a second. Hello, Miss Jennifer?
You might want to check your system, because I just heard that entire conversation as well. You might want to check your system when you think you're putting somebody on hold. You asked him if it's okay to lie and give me a different first name and a different employee name, and he said he's got a mortgage to pay and how the ring costs so much, and when she gets there, you might want to check your system, because when you think you're putting somebody on hold, I can hear the entire conversation. I just heard that entire conversation. I'm not eavesdropping. You're telling me you're putting me on hold. You can't hear me because I keep saying hello, hello, but I can hear your entire conversation.
Hey, Ted, I put her back on hold. She was rambling a bit. So she's claiming she can hear everything we're saying even when we have her on hold.
Yeah.
I can.
And I don't know what to do about it.
I was thinking I would buy her the ring, right? And then I would take her, you know, back home, live with my parents for a while.
Yeah, let's just talk about this K-1 visa situation. Eventually, she's going to hang up. She's some old pensioner. She'll probably fall asleep watching Matlock or something.
So we got to live in – yeah, my parents want us to stay in separate rooms because they're afraid that, you know, we might fornicate or something before the wedding.
Well, are you gonna make her become Mormon too, or is like did she already do that before she started coming over?
Yeah, she said she was used to.
Fuck
like,
you, asshole!
Was that her?
I thought we were on hold.
No, we are. I'm saying, is that your wife?
Oh, you scared me.
You got her on Skype over there? Damn, what'd you do?
Well, see, the thing is that she's used to dancing in the clubs and drinking in Prague, and she doesn't want to come to, you know, Idaho and be a Mormon. But I'm going to win her over.
Well, she's got to stop shaking it. That's for sure. Hang on just a second. Let me see if this old broad's still on the line. Hello, Miss Jennifer?
Yeah, the old broad still is on the line.
Oh, hi. I'm still trying to reach her.
I'm not going to fall asleep watching Matlock. I'm telling you, you need to check your phone system.
Okay, hang on. Let me run diagnostics. I'll be right back with you. All right, Ted. The old broad's still there. She said something about Matlock.
Does she know we got new phones? I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we just had these put in yesterday. I mean, they were pretty flawless. We had those India fellas come on over here, the Benchotes.
Oh, yeah. Sanjay.
Yeah. So she's really trying to question Sanjay's technical abilities, but she can hang out on hold over there. I'll get back to her in a minute, but I told her I'm still looking for you. Like, she's biting a hook, line, and sinker. She still thinks I'm looking for you.
That's great. Great news. Yeah, I'm looking at Sanjay Telco is the business card. Do you think I need to call him?
No. I think her hearing aids are acting up. I don't think she really knows what she's hearing. She's probably got the news on in the other room or something, and she's just hearing things. Hang on, let me check on her. And, you know, these hold times and stuff. We can't leave them on hold for too long. Hang on. Yeah. Hello, Miss Jennifer?
Yeah, Sanjay Telco. I wrote that name down as well as Ted's name.
Who is Sanjay Telco?
The guy who did your flawless phone system yesterday. Obviously, it's not flawless.
Oh, has the regional been telling you about Sanjay Telco?
No. I don't know why you think I can't hear your whole conversation. I'm telling you what the entire conversation is. I'm not an old broad that's going to fall asleep or hang up or go away. How can you think I'm not hearing your conversation? I'm telling you everything that's said.
I've put you on hold. I mean, I know you're getting some information from the regional.
I'm telling you, I can repeat your entire
conversation. Bless her heart there, Ted. I put her back on hold. She's having an aneurysm. Something about the new fees or something, modem rental fees, something like that.
Do you think we could send her a ladder?
Yeah, well, like, she needs to
things over.
Well, she needs to go over to Fox Creek and get the modem. I agree. That's our equipment.
Right.
If she doesn't
get
return
under
it.
The roof and get the modem, maybe we could.
If she doesn't return it, then it just goes on the account.
Yeah, we'll put a lien on her account for the ladder so that she can return it.
I mean, for all I care, we'll send 3 or 4 drones. We'll just lift her car away. We'll take that as collateral. You know
maybe
saying?
We could get it done for free. Can we get like a neighbor's cat on the roof and then have them?
I see what you're saying. Airdrop a cat and make her feel sorry for a cat on the roof and make her get the modem at the same time. I see where you're going.
Right.
Hang on just a second. Let me check on her. Hello, Miss Jennifer.
I know your guys' calls are recorded. So you guys just keep talking about how you're going to take my car away and put a cat on the roof and you're going to put a lien on it. Keep talking, because I know your calls are recorded. I have the time.
I'm a little confused. What is this now?
I'm telling you, I'm listening to every word you're saying. You're lying to your manager about what I'm saying.
I haven't been able to get a hold of Ted yet.
Yeah, you have. Go ahead, keep thinking you put me on hold, because I have everything documented.
Please hold.
And like I said, I
hey,
have
Ted, the
reason
so I'm back. She You're seems to think she knows a lot of things. Does she know that we're going to have to access her a stupid bitch fee at some point?
Oh, I thought we had done away with that, but I suppose we could bring it back.
I think it needs to make a comeback. And we're also probably going to have to get into System 32 and delete this recording, because she may have worked here at some point, because she seems to know all of our standard operating procedures, all the SOP.
Do you still have Zero Cool's phone number? We're going to need him to get into the mainframe.
Yeah, Nikon's still around.
Yeah, Lord Nikon.
Yeah, we're going to have to get into the – I don't know. Are we still running the Honeywell mainframe or the Gibson?
I think we've got the Gibson.
Okay, I mean, if I was going to hack some heavy hardware, I would definitely find a back door and work my way in from there.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you still have Crash Override's number?
You
might need to pull. Let
me look through the Rolodex real quick. Let me check on this bitch real quick. Hello, Miss Jennifer?
Now I have another name, Lord Nikon and Crash. I'm writing all this down.
Where did you hear those names?
Between you and Ted. I'm telling you.
I haven't been able to find Ted yet.
Yes, you have. You guys have called me a bitch. Oh, you're going to go into System 32 and delete this recording. And so you need to get a hold of Lord Nikon. And no, I haven't worked there. I can hear everything you're saying.
Okay. Hang on just a sec.
Say more. I'm writing it all down.
Ted, did you happen to find Bulldog Tommy? He's trying to take more time off. He's been celebrating the Georgia Bulldog National Championship, the back-to-back, for like since January. And I have not seen him. He's taken like every single Saturday night off for like 6 months.
Hmm. Yeah.
And he keeps telling us about how Dick Trickle is the best quarterback in Georgia's history or something. I don't know. He's carrying on. But she seems to know about the stupid bitch feet too.
Maybe she's been assessed it before. Is it possible she's a stupid bitch?
It's possible. She kind of talks slurred. I don't know if she's inebriated or if she's on drugs of some type. Possibly both. She might be on that Hunter Biden plan. I'm not even sure.
Oh, the White House cocaine delivery. You
know? Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, okay. I think she tries to mask the fact that she's a hussy or something. But hang on a second.
Wait. I think Mr. The Plague is here.
Oh, Plague? No. Oh, Plague. He might have been on. He might have been on since Bulldog Tommy's been gone. So the Plague is probably here. Yeah. Okay. All right, hang on just a second. Hello, Miss Jennifer?
Yep.
Hi. I'm still trying to locate Ted. Would you prefer a callback, or would you like to keep remaining on hold?
Oh no, I'm recording the whole thing. So no, go ahead, put me on hold again and say more stuff about
the
bitch fee.
The what fee?
The stupid bitch fee. Go ahead.
No, we have local taxes and hookup fees, but I don't think we have anything like that in our repertoire.
Okay, go ahead. Keep talking to Ted. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't located Ted. That's why I asked, would you like to remain on hold or would you like a callback? What is your preference?
I'll remain on hold.
Well, it may be a lengthy hold, and I don't want you to unnecessarily sit on hold if you don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I'll sit on hold. It's fine.
Okay, give me a second here. I'm gonna get on the PA system and see if I can't locate him. I'm gonna take the cordless with me this time. Hang on, give me just a moment. Ted, are you in the bathroom here? Are you taking a shit?
There's no paper in
here. I'll give you some paper. But this woman basically just said that she's white and has privilege. And so she says she wants a new modem, another modem, and a discount.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I know. She's I don't know. She keeps saying, I'm a white educated woman, is what she keeps saying. She's messed up. Hang on.
You know, the call's been going on a while. We may have to transfer her to our after hours support.
Do you think we should accidentally disconnect her? All right, hang on.
I think she can get what she needs. She just needs to get transferred to the after hours
bot. Yeah. Let's transfer to the after hours bot. That's a good idea. Oh, and she left because of the after hours bot.
Oh, finally.
Damn, I don't know how long that call went on for, but that was some funny shit.
That's all it took.
Ooh, I hope she. Oh, you know what? I don't doubt it. I bet she calls our number back. I liked how she kept saying she's like, I have zero cool or Crash Override and Lord Nikon's fucking names. I was like, oh my god. Oh no. Then we implicated Bulldog Tommy, so he's done. You're going to jail, Bulldog Tommy. You're going to jail, all right? Just so you know.
He even moved it in the toilet with Ted taking a crap.
The Snowplow Show says it's good. She's going to make the most epic TikTok of all time. Just keep talking. I'm here. Whew, we burned all the way. We're 1 hour left of the show. Hi.
How can I help you?
Hi. I'm right now, I'm looking through a few things. If I were in a house that didn't belong to me and I was taking things, what things are most valuable to you guys so that I could exchange them for money?
We take high-end jewelry, electronics, laptops.
All right, electronics. What type of electronics? Televisions, or are those just too cheap now?
The televisions have to be brand new. They have to be 16 inches and up.
Yeah, no, these are already plugged in.
We take MacBooks, Alienware, Canon cameras, Nikon.
All right, guys, get the laptops. Find the jewelry box. Do you have someone that can open safes?
Excuse me?
What up?
Do you have someone
that
can open
safes? Did he say Lord Nikon?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Steve. Did he say to get the Lord Nikon?
Yeah, the Nikons.
Oh.
What about medical implants?
We don't take none of that.
Okay. Guys, over there's a safe. Right there.
So whatever you have of value, you could bring it over and I'll check it up and I'll.
Yeah, we're just trying to ransack this house real quick and see what we can get the most bang for our buck for.
What do you mean ransack?
We're robbing this house. And then we're going to bring whatever we find.
No, I'm sorry about that. I can't deal with that.
No, listen, there's some good shit in here.
You guys are a joke. Eh? I mean, it even says right here, you guys are spammed.
No, we got good shit in here. There's good shit in here.
Hey, Steve, there's this kid here. He said his name is Kevin McAllister.
I was actually just thinking that, too. I was like, this fucking Home Alone shit. Leave it says right here, you guys are
scared. I was
going to
say, use the word fence. He'll shit his pants.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the RV bus machine for rentals.
Yeah.
Is it still available?
It doesn't run. You can just stay in it where it's at. You understand that, right?
Yeah. I just get to stay inside of it.
Right.
Okay. Do I get to? Is it just for me? I know it says one person, but the person's not gonna, like. Am I allowed to have visitors? Is what I'm asking.
Oh, well, you can have an overnight visitor.
Yeah.
But you have to pay like $25 for an overnight visitor.
No, I mean just come to visit during the day for a couple hours, not stay the night.
Oh, no. That's fine. Yeah, no problem.
She likes to come over and use me for my length.
Okay.
So I help her out. I help her out all the time. I'm like, hey, let's go and play tetherball, and we play tetherball, and then I let her win because I'm a nice guy like that. I let her win, and then it's really just a plot because then she gives me sex.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I have played tetherball a long time.
I let her win.
Tetherball.
Yeah, I let her win because I'm not a chauvinistic pig. Like, I don't just try to dominate her right in her face. Like, I don't just spin the ball.
Right,
I don't just spin the ball around and go, Terry Maki Bull. You know, I don't yell that at her, no.
I want a tether ball. I want to build one now.
Yeah, I like to smack my balls in her face, but then I let her smack her balls in my face, and then we're fine. Can I ask you one question? Is there a lot of birds around? Are those pet birds or those wild birds that'll be on the premises?
Oh, wild birds mostly.
Okay. Is there just any way to tell those birds to shut the fuck up, or are they always going to be that loud?
Oh.
Do you put bird seed out for them? Yeah. Like, is that why they're always there, or it's just they like the location?
You can hear the birds in the
background. Yeah, but that's okay because I've got a pellet gun.
Those are cookies. Those are frogs.
That's not frogs. That's birds.
they're frogs.
Tree frogs? Do they have wings? What would happen if I rolled one of those frogs up and smoked it?
I don't think anything would happen.
No, like, listen, tell him not to be ridiculous. I'm not going to get a frog and just light it on fire and smoke it from the mouth, you know?
No,
I'm thinking, like, frog died of natural causes. I set him out in the sun, let him dry up for a bit until I can, you know, those mortars where you use a little grinder thing to grind down spices. I put him in one of those bowls. I grind him down, and then I put him inside some marijuana. You know, into the flour that I've used my grinder for. I put it inside the marijuana and I smoke them. Like in How High when they smoke their dead friend in the marijuana. I want to do that, but with a frog.
Okay. Well, this is a research academy.
So what happened?
Yes, I guess you could call that research.
Yeah. And then I just want to put out... I want to put out a bowl of water with just a lot of tainted drug, like LSD drugs, you know, something water soluble. And I want to see how many animals I can collect in the yard overnight. Like, they're not going to die, but they're going to be tripping balls and probably not able to walk. And, like, I'd like to pick out a pet that way. That's how I get my women, too. I give them drugs. I give them copious. I usually start with marijuana and I get them hooked on marijuana, which is a gateway drug. And then I slowly start upping it. I'm like, they start injecting the marijuana instead of smoking it. First they do it between their toes because they're ashamed that they're injecting marijuanas. And then at some point when the toe veins don't, like in between the toes, it just doesn't work anymore. They give no more fucks and they just start shooting straight up heroin. That's not heroin, it's weed. Weed right into the veins. The weeds.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's weird.
Like, if you ever seen a marijuana addict get sober, it's not a pretty sight, especially after they've been injecting marijuanas for several years.
I think I've seen that.
Have you ever seen a marijuana addict suck dick to get a fix? Damn, they left.
Hello.
You have a listing for cabins too? What are you doing back? What the fuck are you doing over there? How is this the same number? What are you holding some type of cult over there? You got cabins, you got RVs that don't run. How many harems do you have?
I have a few harems.
Yeah, you got one for a man that wears a wig. I know a man named Tyler. He'll wear a wig for you. Yeah. He'll do White Claws. He'll drink White Claws, and he'll get all up on. Why are you trying to populate this little compound? Like, are you trying to fight the government or what? What's happening? You going to take the island back? You going to float it further out away from the mainland to keep it? What are you doing over there?
It's my island.
It's your island?
My island.
Oh, Mr. Hawaii. Good to see you. Island. Good to see you, Mr. Hawaii. I have not yet spoken to you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Can I use your maiden name, Honolulu?
No.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
His name is your name Honolulu Hawaii or Hawaii Honolulu? If I call this next number that's a trade for a room, this better not be you. I'm just saying. Are you Charlene?
Yeah.
You're not going as Charlene as well, are you? Oh, you hung up. You better not fucking be Charlene as well. Hello, is that Charlene?
Yes.
Hi, you got room for trade?
Yes. It's for a single female because there's all females that live at my mom's home, and my mom feels comfortable with females as caregivers.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I'm female.
Oh, okay.
I know, my voice throws it off sometimes. People, I smoked a lot.
Oh, okay, but you're a non-smoker now?
Yeah. I went from smoking heavily, almost two packs a day, down to the gum and then the patch, and then I'm off. I quit cold turkey.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay, have you ever... right now, I do have someone, but she can't tell me, you know, if she'll be able to make arrangements for about a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her that I will still be looking because, you know, I basically need someone right now.
Right.
But what is your availability?
I'm very open right now because I was off for some surgery. I'm a newly minted female. Just had it clipped off this spring. But I'm also a registered nurse. I'm insured and bonded.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I have, I'm pretty open right now.
Okay. Another thing is, when I say open, I mean, are you available to move in now?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you're a non-smoker, and you said that you're a nurse?
Yes, nurse. I'm registered nurse. I'm insured, bonded, snipped, clipped, tucked.
Okay, what do you mean clipped, tucked?
I was snipped, clipped, and tucked.
Okay, because I don't know what that means.
Oh, I used to be a man, but now I'm a female.
Oh,
I had it snipped, clipped, and tucked.
Oh, okay, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you live here in Hawaii?
I do, yes, yes.
Okay, so you live here in Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, the person that, no, I told her that I would leave it open for a week because I just talked to her today. So, let me see. Because I have to decide, because she said that there's some things that she has to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that, but she's not ready to come until September.
Oh, September? Yeah.
Yeah, that's when, you know, she can come and stuff like that. But I guess I can talk to her and
excuse me.
How long would you be available? Like I'm looking for someone that would be long term.
Yeah, I guess until I'm no longer needed is what I'm looking at.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Dark Master, I will have the soul immediately.
Yeah, until yeah, like I said, I'm in it for the long haul. And
okay.
So I'm just I'm not one of those persons to hop from job to job to job. I like to complete the mission. And once the mission is completed,
uh-huh.
I like to do a quick sanitation. I like to get out the Clorox. I rub every surface down.
Uh-huh.
I burn all the clothes. Sometimes the house has to go.
What do you mean sometimes the house has to go?
Like after the mission is completed. So then what I do is I come in with these, they're like shop rags and Clorox bleach uh-huh. by the 55-gallon drum. I get one of these crank hoses. I spray the home down with bleach. I scrub it down every surface, disinfect it, get rid of all evidence. Because sometimes forensic evidence is left behind. That needs to be destroyed. And if the Clorox doesn't do it, then the house has to go.
You're talking about sanitizing.
Yeah, sanitation.
Sanitation.
Yeah, so it's confused with sanatorium.
So what you're saying is that you like to sanitize.
Yeah.
The home, or if the
yeah
home,
the home because I was in a I was in a sanatorium, but now I'm into sanitation.
You're in sanitation.
No, that's what I like to do. I like to sanitize.
Okay. So what you're just saying is that you're just clean and that you
No,
want
I do
everything,
I do everything but I make sure everything's clean, but after.
Okay.
After.
All right.
After.
So could I go ahead and take your name and yeah. then I am going to talk to the person that I just spoke
I'm
to
I'm already
today.
Outside the house.
What do you mean?
I'm already there.
That's my mom?
Yeah.
Well, how did you get the address?
I talked to that lady. The lady, oh, I didn't say that the lady that you're referring to that you got to talk to, I talked to her.
Well, what is the person's name that I spoke to? What's her name?
I call her Kitty Cat.
Kitty?
I call her Kitty. We're online friends, so that's the name I use for her.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I was talking to her, And I didn't really take down her name, but I was going to.
Yeah, her name is Cat, but I call her Kitty Cat.
Mama. Okay, because I didn't give her the address though.
Oh. She just said Haluma Street or something like that. So I'm here.
Oh, I see. So you're at Haluma Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't give her the specific, you know, the numbers and things like that. But so you said that you talked to her, and so she's the person that I talked to this morning?
Yeah, I'm out here right meow.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'm going to call the who's there? To, I'm going to call the people that are there.
Yeah.
The thing is, I have a process where I need to speak to referrals, and I need to do a background check.
I got a referral on the phone right now. I can three-way them in.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I need to speak to that person that I spoke to this morning.
Okay.
And was there a reason why she called you? Was it because she wasn't able to come or something to Hawaii?
Because she owes me money, and so she bartered. She said, listen, buku bucks. You can make buku bucks. Go work for this lady. And so she subcontracted me.
Okay, because, I don't really understand what's going on, but I will be talking to that person that I had wanted.
Can I ask you something? Do you have nice furniture?
I would say that the furniture is okay. It's not brand new or anything.
Okay, was it ever encased in plastic?
No, it wasn't in plastic.
Okay, did it come shipped to you in a box?
No.
Nice. All right. Is your mother Asian as well? Pacific Islander?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Is there a reason why you're asking?
No. I just like to. No.
No. I mean, do you see new furniture there or something?
No. This is older furniture.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, the thing is, I do a whole process first before I even make a decision, which I haven't made a decision yet. But anyway, can you give me your full name? What's going on? Hello? Hello?
That might have went a little far.
Hello?
Hi. I'm your neighbor. I was calling about your dog.
Which dog?
The dog, the one that's yip yapping. Sorry, I thought this was Travis's number.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which dog is it?
I'm not sure. I can't see him. I just hear him. But if you could pass a message on to the dog.
Okay.
Tell the dog. Do you have a piece of paper?
Who is this?
It's Dwight. Can you tell the dog, if he keeps barking like that, I'm going to fuck him and eat him?
Which one?
The one that's making all the noise.
We have, like, a few rescues.
The one that looks like a horse. It's a Rottweiler?
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh. That's not yours?
Yeah.
That's not yours?
No.
Oh, my bad. You must have called the wrong person. It must be the neighbor on the other side.
What road?
Do you know Pape People Road?
No.
It's over by Horse Machine Ranch Road?
Nope.
It's It's the rescue horse farm for sexually abused horses.
No.
Yeah, it's horses that have been sexually abused by other horses. And sometimes humans.
Is this a scam?
No, no. What? How am I scamming you? I have not asked you for one thing. Hello?
I don't know. Some guy
is that Travis? Is that stupid-ass Travis?
Is it a dog?
Yeah. Hello? Is that Travis? Does he want to say something from the back seat?
What is this in regards to? Nobody has time for this.
The dog?
Okay, so nobody has a dog. Like,
so you
talking about?
Okay, listen, Jaslyn. And that's a dumb way to spell your name, I'm just saying right now. You don't just sit here and just try to brush me off like no, never mind.
Oh my God, you got some serious issues.
Do I, though?
Well, yeah, because you're talking about a dog that we don't have a dog like that.
You don't have a dog.
So,
what are those roof roof and rah rahs in the background?
It's not our dog.
Right there, dog. Heard it. All right, yeah. I went a little far. Saying I was gonna basically base the dog and eat it. Okay. Calm down. I'm already ashamed of myself. Stop. Everybody's like, fucking Dwight, goes too far. The other nights are like, you don't go far enough. Then I go too far, and they're like, oh, Dwight, you fucking be ashamed of yourself. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi. Who is this?
This is Dwight. Sorry?
I received a call from this number.
Yeah, this is Dwight.
And where do you work, Dwight?
Comcast.
Okay. So I just spoke to you a little bit ago. And Ted.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer, hi.
Hi. So I need to speak with somebody other than Ted.
Okay.
A manager other than
Ted. Can I ask what it's regarding so I can get you to the most qualified?
Just regarding the phone call about an address that I don't live at anymore.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Who is on duty? Hang on, I'm looking at the magnetic board to see who is on. I have Tina.
Okay.
Give me just a second and I'll prepare her for you.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Tina?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you the supervisor at Comcast?
I am, thank you. Hello, how can I help you?
What was your name? I'm sorry.
Tina.
Tina?
Tina, T-I-N-A. Tina.
Okay. So I need to know who your supervisor is.
My supervisor is Carol. Yes. C-A-R-O-L, Carol.
And is she in?
Currently, I am the mod. I am the manager on duty.
Okay, do you work with Ted?
It's a big call center, ma'am. It's possible that someone here is named Ted.
Okay. When will Carol be in?
Carol will be in Monday morning, 8 a.m.
Okay. I will call back then.
Okay. And what is this in regards to? I'm a little confused.
So I got a call from Dwight a little while ago in regards to He said they dropped a modem on the roof of my address, and it's an address I haven't lived at for years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling him that that's not my account, not my address, nothing. And you know, he said that they dropped it there and it's there, and I needed to go get it, and but that account has nothing to do with me, and hasn't for years. So I asked to talk to your supervisor, and
I'm sorry.
Proceeded to have conversations. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I thought we got disconnected.
So there was some inappropriate conversations that I could hear that they kept saying I was on hold for. I just wanted to talk to somebody about that. And I want to make sure that my name is not on that account. I have nothing to do with that house and haven't for years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why my name is coming up on that.
Okay. Let's see. No, I'm only showing the one account. And so you're saying this is an old, it's an old account?
What is the address on that?
This says that you're on Old Cotton Creek Road.
I don't even know what that is. That's not an address I've ever had.
Okay.
But, he was saying one on Fox Creek Road.
Fox Creek Road? Oh, yes. No, I read this wrong. Sorry. Fox Creek.
That's what I'm saying. That's not my account. I haven't lived there for years. We haven't owned that for years. I don't know why my name and phone number is on that account. And apparently there's been three modems dropped there.
You're responsible to go get the modem off of the roof, goddammit.
What?
Go get the modem off of the roof now, goddamn you.
What?
Go get the modem off of the roof. You're responsible.
I'm responsible for what?
You're responsible for the modem, or I will bring you to the hell with me. I will swallow your soul and your deposit.
Sorry.
I don't live there.
Sorry, our phone gets wonky from time to time.
I don't live there.
You don't live there?
No.
Well, I wouldn't see why you would be responsible for getting a modem off of a roof off of a residence you don't own. That would be trespassing.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is I don't understand.
Your deposit belongs to me now.